If you want to open up your Bibles to Psalms 46, if it's all right, I'm just going to go ahead and dive in the Word of God. We serve a mighty God. He is great and greatly to be praised. Jesus' name, help us tonight, God. Psalms 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge. Someone say, God is our refuge. Somebody say, God is my refuge. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake and the swelling thereof. And then there's a pause. Saleh. Verse 4 says, there is a river that streams whereof shall make the glad the city of God. And it says, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High, God is in the midst of her, shall not be moved. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. Anybody thankful for a God that comes in the time of need? It says, God shall help her, and that right early. Verse 6 says, the heathen rage and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and he melted, and the earth melted. And the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And then there's another pause, Saleh. Tonight, just for a brief moment, I'm not a very long-winded preacher. My voice likes to give out probably midway. But I can get loud. But I'm just going to let the Holy Ghost do what it wants to tonight. For a brief moment, I want to preach on this. God is our refuge. God is our refuge. If you can put your Bibles down and pray with me over this service. God, let us hear what the Spirit has to say tonight. God, open our ears, open our hearts. God, anoint me, God, anoint my lips. God, anoint it, Jesus. God, let the Holy Ghost overflow in this building. God, from side to side, front to back, God. Oh, God, you're in this place. God, come and flood this place with your presence. God, we want you, God. We're here for you, oh, God. God, help us tonight, Jesus. Somebody clap your hands in this place. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Somebody say amen while you're seated.
Amen.
God is our refuge. I've been fasting and I've been praying all week about this. Because there's something here that I feel like that this church needs to hear. I'm not one to prophesize or anything, but there's been something working in my spirit. I didn't even know I was going to be coming here, but God has been dealing with me on this message. The word refuge means shelter, protection, safety, security, sanctuary, a condition of being safe or sheltered from danger or trouble. It also means hope and trust. God is our refuge. Out of everything in this world, I'd rather have God than anything else. I'd rather have my hope than anything else. This is a message that is plain and simple. And yet sometimes we get a little bit crossed in it. I know I have throughout the years. I'm only 19. I've had my fair share of walking down the path. Yeah. But My hope is in Jesus, and my trust is in Jesus. So I'm not going to fear what's coming, and I'm not going to fear what's going to happen. Because no matter what, no matter what the world does, no matter what the world says, and no matter how the politics get, my hope is in Jesus. They try to shut the church down, but we're still standing. They called my pastor and said, "You better shut the church down." Door still stayed open. God was our refuge and strength in the time of need. He's a very present help in the time of need. We're not going to fear what the world's going to say. We're not going to fear what's going to try to come in the door. Whatever wants to come in the door, hey, I got a little something for it. I got the name of Jesus. But, and this is what I want to get at. I'm going to take it a little bit slow. God is our refuge and strength. He is our help. He is our hope. He is what we trust in. But at the same time, God stands here with hope and with trust and with whatever you need, with refuge, with shelter. And He stands here waiting. But we still stay at home in our own bodies, in our own homes. And yet we don't go to the shelter. We don't go to the security that we need. We don't go to the healing that we need. Jesus, help me, Jesus. God is our refuge. There's going to be times where people are going to come in and they're going to try to tear us down. And they're going to try to close the doors down. And they're going to try to tell you you're not worthy. That you're not... That you're not anything. I've been there. I've been in a public high school. Trust me. I know what it's like. They try to come in and they try to persuade us and peer pressure us to do something that's not righteous. But I'm telling someone tonight that God is our refuge. God is our shelter. God is our hope. It doesn't matter what the enemy has. What matters is what God has. You know what God has? He has forgiveness. He has repentance. He has righteousness. There's no God like our God. There's no one else that can give you the comfort that you need. There's no one else that can give you the forgiveness that you need. There's no one else that can give you the protection that you need.
Oh, yes.
This world tries to bring bad news every day. I was driving home from work, and I was listening. I go out of service a lot, and so all I have is Sirius XM. My grandpa showed me that. And so I like to just sometimes catch up on what America's doing because I live here. So I turned on just Fox News and just listened to it. And I hate to say it, our vice president was talking about abortion, how women should have rights, and I agree with that. But at the same time, they're trying to kill our young ones. And they're trying to take away what we have trying to produce. And they're trying to take away our shelter piece by piece. You know, yesterday it was this, and today it's this. And they keep carrying on one day after the other, saying it's going to be over, but it's not. But while everything is going up, and while everything is going down, my God isn't changing. This world can change, but my God isn't changing. My strength isn't changing. My anointing isn't changing. I've come to tell someone tonight, just hold on a little bit longer. Because you know why? Because God is our refuge. He is our strength. Hey, I want to tell someone tonight that it does, whatever you're looking for, you're in the right place. You're in the right time. We're not going to be moved by the world. We're going to move the world by our message. We're going to move the world by the name of Jesus. Uh-huh. Hey, I just want to speak a little bit of hope and say that the time is now to worship God more than ever. Because we need God more now than we did yesterday. We need God more now than we did ever. I don't want, especially me, get caught up into just coming into church and just sitting down. And I started to pick up the bass and just come in and play the bass and then check the clock and then just go home and do it all over again the next week. Right. I don't want to get caught up in a routine. Right. I don't want to get caught up in the same feeling I get every time I come in. And recently, I've started to, my prayer has been, God, I'm not going to move until I can walk out of here changed. Because every day, I need the Holy Ghost. Every day I wake up and I go in this world, we see some crazy things. But hey, when I wake up, I'm saying, God, be with me. God, be my shelter. Be my protection. Be my safety. Be what I need you to be.
Yes.
God is a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though everything gets crazy, we're not going to fear what's going to happen. We're not going to fear about what's going on over cross seas. We're not going to fear of what they're trying to bring in the church. They try to throw stuff and say, hey, you got to do this and you got to do that. And they're trying to make standards for the church. But my standard's already made by the Word of God. Hey, it is my shield. It is my protection. Hey, we're not going to be moved. Because God is our refuge. It doesn't matter what we're going through. God is our shelter. Psalm 62, 1 through 8. It says, verse 1 says, truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From Him, someone say, from Him, cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Hey, in other words, I'm going to stand here no matter what's going on, and I'm going to say I'm waiting for my God. I'm waiting for my refuge. I'm waiting for my miracle. I'm waiting for what needs to happen, because I don't want to leave these doors without being changed, without hearing what the Spirit has to say. I don't want to get caught up in emotion of coming in here, sitting down, and we hear the same thing over and over again. But hey, I could sit in a church service and listen to a one Jesus name message every day and still get what I need. Because what I need is God, and what I need is the Word. But something happens when we, as fast as we go as humans, I'm one to just speed everything up. You know, if I need to get this done, I'm doing it now. If pastor calls me and says, hey, I need this done, I'm doing it now. And sometimes I get a little too caught up and I say, well, come on, I'm getting hungry in service. And I'm ready to go home because it's been a long day. I have to drive an hour and a half to work because they shut every single possible road on this earth to get to my store. Mighty God, the devil's not going to defeat me. I promise you that. But I don't want us to get caught up in just coming to a plain old church service. But hey, I want us to get caught up in coming to a Holy Ghost-filled apostolic service where we can hear the Word of God, where we know we have a pastor that will pray and fast about a message, that will pray and fast about something that needs to happen. Mighty God, we need to come in here with an expectation. Verse 3, it says, How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down in his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. And then there's another pause. Verse 5, it says, my soul, wait thou only upon God. And here's this. And I was reading this, and this came to me. You know, I don't want to get too caught up in just scripture and we just read past it. Right. So listen, it says, my soul, wait thou only upon God. And then it says, for my expectation is from Him. Yeah. Yeah. Every time I come into a service, I expect to get myself into the will of God. Because, hey, if I walk out of here without my refuge, I'm falling short of the glory of God. If I walk out of here without God, what's going to happen to me when I go and I see something I don't need to see? For my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He thought this was so important. He put it in here twice. Says, He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Hey, I want to tell someone tonight, take a little authority over your life and you stand up to the devil and you stand up to the enemy and you stand up to the world and you say, hey, you know what? I'm standing right here. If you want to get past me, you got to go through me and my God. But at the same time, He is our rock and our salvation. But it takes you and me to stand up and go to that rock. It takes us to go to God. God stands here waiting for us. And He's trying to give us the right signs. And He's trying to show us something. But we get too caught up. And we miss what God is trying to show us. Verse 7, it says, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength. He keeps on saying it. The rock, my strength, my refuge. It says, and my refuge is in God. Yeah. I want to tell someone tonight that what you need is in God. What you need is in God. If you need a healing, it's in God. If you need a miracle, it's in God. Hey, you got something that the doctor said you can't come out of? God says otherwise. The doctor doesn't have my report. My family doesn't have the report. My friends don't have the report. But my God has my report. He is my strength. Hey, I may walk through some valleys. Hey, I may walk through some deserts. And I may walk through some seasons of dryness. But hey, all of a sudden, when I get to that rock, and I get to my salvation, and I stand up and said, I'm not going to be moved, and I'm not going to be shaken, my God comes in and provides what I need because He is my refuge. In Him. It's in Him. It's in God. It's in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is still powerful. It hasn't changed. My Bible says that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hey, the name of Jesus isn't going to change from yesterday to today. And it's not going to change from today till tomorrow. Because I'm saying tonight that no matter what we're facing, no matter what the church is facing, that the name of Jesus brings peace. That the name of Jesus brings healing. That the name of Jesus brings deliverance. That the name of Jesus still provides. That He still protects. That He's still our refuge. He is still our strength. He is still our rock.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, help us tonight. Verse 8, it says, trust in Him at all times. Everywhere we go, every step that we take, we gotta trust in Him. I know it may look a little fuzzy, and I know it may look like you don't know where you're going, but hey, we gotta trust in Him. You wanna know why? Because He is our refuge. He is our rock. He is our strength. Hey, He knows where He's taking you. The Bible says that I would rather be absent from my body than absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. If I'm home in my body, if I'm home sitting on the couch, and I don't know what to do, hey, it's time for us as apostolics to rise up and say, you know what? I know what I'm going to do today. I'm going to get my nose in the Bible. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go witness. Hey, it says trust in Him at all times. It doesn't matter what we're going through. What matters is we got to trust Him, because He is our God of our refuge. He is our God of our strength. Hey, it says, ye people, He's talking. He says, hey, people, pour out your hearts before Him. God is a refuge. Hey, when we start pouring our hearts to God, hey, He's going to start walking towards us. When we start pouring our hearts to God, He's going to start coming to us a little bit closer. Hey, God is a jealous God. He is a jealous God. Hey, and that's why I don't want to be home in my own body. That's why I don't want to be home and just listening to a message. But hey, I want to stand up and give an amen. And I want to stand up and say, God, You are my rock. You are my refuge. Again, He's our rock. He's our salvation. He gives us salvation. He gives us glory. But are we still going to Him? He gives us a promise. But do we still go to God and get the promise? Do we still come into a church service? And we still trust Him at all times. Even though that our world is getting darker. And even though that our personal lives doesn't seem like there's no way out of it. Are we still coming in and saying, I'm going to trust in my God at all times? Are we still coming in here and saying, hey, it doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter how stupid I look. Hey, they still call us. I had a guy yesterday, he said, I told him I'm apostolic. He goes, oh, you're the tongue talkers and holy rollers. I said, hey, you know what? That's absolutely right. Yeah. And I said, hey, we're also a Jesus name message. Hey, we still believe what they preached 20 years ago till today. I still believe what the elders said, and I still believe it to today. Hey, without good elders in our lives, if I didn't have a man of God that said, hey, you need to do this, and he corrects me. He may be my grandpa, but he corrects me. It doesn't matter what the correction is, but what matters is saying, hey, you know what? You're right. It doesn't matter if I think it's wrong, but hey, you know what? He is my shepherd. And it doesn't matter what's going on in my world. I've made it to a place. I can't share other stories but mine, but I've made it to a place in my own life that when I get up, I just say a little prayer, because I can't go through my day without God. And I can't come home without God, because I need Him when I wake up and I need Him when I go to bed, because He doesn't promise me tomorrow. He promised me today. So no matter what's going on, I want to tell someone tonight. It doesn't matter how big a church is. I've seen churches big enough to fit 5,000 people, and I've seen churches that I've preached at with only 5 people. But yet the Spirit is still the same, and yet God is still the same, and I still see people getting down and tears rolling down their eyes because they're not getting caught up in what the world's saying, and they're not getting caught up in what everyone else is saying. They're getting caught up in pouring their heart before God. I don't want us to get caught up and just coming to a church service and just hearing the same thing and watching the clock, because I tell you, I've been there before. Long day comes, you're tired, you don't just You want to go, but at the same time, your body is just so tired. But I want to ask a question. What would happen? Well, even if our body is tired, or even if our body is healthy and we're ready to go and we're either tired or we're wide awake, what would happen if a church full of people would get in before prayer started and we started pouring our hearts before God, praying around this neighborhood, praying around every person in this neighborhood?
All right.
I want to say this. You know, in verse 3 it says, "How long will ye imagine mischief against the man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence." And I was praying about this, and God was showing me something, and He said, "You know what? There's a fence around the churches, and there's a wall around the churches that everyone's been trying to build piece by piece, or fence by fence." And I wanted to come and tell someone and tell the church tonight that there's a fence around this place that the outside people has been placing. But hey, the fence is tottering. The wall is bowing. The Holy Ghost is about to break through, and it's about to break the walls, and the Holy Ghost is about to sweep in, just like on the day of Pentecost, and the Holy Ghost is going to fill this neighborhood. Hey, and sooner or later, hey, we're not going to be able to fit in a church like this. Hey, I heard a preacher say, hey, the day's coming when churches like this is going to have to move into football fields. Instead of watching football, it's going to be church people being in there and someone preaching the Holy Ghost and Jesus still coming in. Psalms 18. It says, "I will love thee, O Lord, my strength." No matter what, I'm loving my God because He is my strength. "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler." Now, the word buckler, I was looking at it, and I was starting to pull the definition in Hebrew. The word buckler means a shield either carried or worn on the army. I want to tell this church tonight that we are an army. Hey, and it's time for us not to just pick up the shield, but it's time for us to wear the shield. Because while we go out and we go witness, we still need God to protect us. Because this world's going to come in and they're going to try to sweep us right off of our feet. But hey, we have a shield. We're not only carrying it, but we're wearing it on my back, on my chest. Hey, I'm not just going to wear the name of Jesus. I'm going to speak the name of Jesus. I'm going to speak the name of Jesus over my home, over my family, over every situation, over every neighborhood. We have a town full of Mexicans. That's what Emporia is. It's basically a Mexican villa. No joke. We have probably 6 Mexican restaurants and probably 2 American restaurants. But as I go through the city, and I try every Sunday with me and Jordan and some of the other guys, we try every Sunday evening, we get up, and instead of going home and taking a nap and resting, instead we go out and we witness and we door knock on every door. And Pastor said last year that we're going to knock on every door in Emporia. Hey, and I'm going to back my pastor, because if he said it, and I'm going to do it. Because if he said it, I'm going to wear my shield. I'm going to put it on piece by piece, and I'm going to carry it to every door. And I'm going to reach out a hand and say, hey, you need some hope? You need some deliverance? Hey, I got it. I got what you need. I got the God of your refuge. I got the God of your miracle. I got the God of your peace. Hey, your daughter's sick. Hey, your son's sick. Hey, you got family members on drugs and alcohol. Hey, I got something better. I got the name of Jesus. I got the name of Jesus on my back. I got it on my chest. I got it on my lips. No matter where I go, I wear the name of Jesus. And as we door knock, we always ask, is there, hey, we give them a church card, and every time we say, hey, anytime you need help, call us. Any chance I can get to witness to someone, I'm going to take it. I told God, I was like, listen, I have this new business, this new store. If the roads weren't closed, 45 minutes away. I told God, every time someone came in, if you let someone come in my door, I'm a witness to them. And I prayed a simple prayer. And I said, God, give me someone to witness to today and give me one sale. That's all I wanted. I didn't want five sales. I'd rather witness to one person than get no sales. But I witnessed to this one couple, Brianna and Dylan Young. He's in the military. And I started to witness to them. And I started to show them the name of Jesus. And I started to tell them about the name of Jesus. And I started to show them that there is still hope in their lives. And they drive an hour and a half. Because they live in Junction City on the military base. They drive an hour and a half to come to church. Now, there's a church, Brother Barry, in Manhattan, but they choose to come an hour and a half to service. And two services later, they got baptized, both of them. And she started to wear dress right, and he started to dress right. I just want to ask that what would happen if two or three gathered and they started going out and we started to pray a little bit harder and we started to pour our hearts out a little bit harder. What would happen to the city of Augusta? What would happen to the church of Augusta? What would happen to the saints of Augusta? What would happen? The blessings, the miracles, the deliverance, the water baptism. Hey, I want to see the day where we never have to empty the water tanks. And we never have to empty the water. And we never have to stop having church services. But instead, we go back to seven nights of revival. I heard the elders teach it. I've heard them preach it. I've heard them say it. Seven nights a week. Y'all a bunch of laziness if you don't do seven nights a week. And they always just mess with us. Because, especially Brother Epley. He's my uncle, so he gives me a hard time. But the elders talk about the miracles that they saw. And they talked about what the name of Jesus did. But I'm satisfied with that, but I'm not satisfied. I want to see my own miracles. I want to see my own just deliverance in my own life and someone else's life. I want to see a sinner come off the streets and hit the altar before anyone else and get the deliverance and get the Holy Ghost and get the baptism because they got a promise in Acts 2:38. But hey, it's time that we put on our shield and we start to wear our shield and we pick it up and we carry it with us to our work. I don't have coworkers, but I got customers that come in my door. And no matter who's in there, I try my best to witness to them. But it's time for us to trust in God, and it's time to put on the buckler. And verse 2 says, and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Verse 3 says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Something happens when we call on the name of Jesus. Something happens when we start calling on His name. And we start to praise His name. Because hey, the scripture says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. If you got nothing to praise about tonight, if you got nothing to cry about tonight, God is worthy of every praise. Hey, you might have broken a bone. Hey, the enemy's trying to come in and the doctors say you got a disease. It doesn't matter. Hey, the doctors diagnosed me with internal bleeding. But hey, they said I was going to have my colon out. But hey, I had church full of people praying for me. I had saints of God praying for me. I had pastors praying for me. Hey, and I'm still here with everything intact. The devil's trying to hinder me in a hospital for 6 months to a year. But my God said otherwise. The doctors had the report, but my God had the final say. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter if you're in a hospital room. It doesn't matter if you're in the church service. It doesn't matter if you're in a car. Hey, but we need to call upon the Lord, because my defense, your defense, is going to be from the Lord. Hey, in Deuteronomy 20, it says, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, when you're ready to go to battle against your enemies, but you see horses and chariots and people more than thou, be not afraid. Church, do not be afraid. When we look out and we start seeing people gather up, and we see people start to grab other things. And in this world, we got a bunch of new technology. But when we see horses and we see chariots and we see the enemy multiplying and we'd have no way of getting out of it. Hey, I got some good news. Hey, I got some news. Don't be afraid, because the scripture says, it says, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Someone say, my God,
my God
is with me. That's right. Every step you take, God is with you. Every step you go, God is with you. Everywhere you go, God is with you. Hey, that's why we got to pour out our heart, because everywhere we go, everywhere we look, God is with us. For the Lord thy God is with thee, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be, when ye are come nigh unto battle, and the priest shall approach and speak unto the people, and they shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let your hearts faint, let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble. Neither be ye terrified because of them. In verse 4 right here, it says, hey, it says it again. For the Lord your God. For the Lord your God. For the Lord my God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you. We got enemies trying to build up, because the thief comes to do nothing but to get our minds off of God and try to take a little bit of our Holy Ghost and try to take a little bit of our peace and try to take a little bit of our joy. But hey, I got some good news for this church. I got some news saying God is with you. God is with New Life Tabernacle. God is with this church. Oh, come on. Can somebody just clap your hands and raise your voice? We're not serving a little God. We're not serving a mediocre God. We're serving a big God. We're serving a God that goes before us. A God that goes with us. He doesn't only just fight for us. He conquers for us. He conquers every battle. He conquers every enemy. Hey, the devil's going to try to come in. He's going to try to take our young people. Hey, we've seen it in our own church. But hey, every day, every night, we pray on Saturday nights, just those boys. And every night we call out, God, bring home the man that was lost. He was one of our preachers, and he was a really good friend of mine. I don't know what happened. But I still have hope, just for the sinners and still for the saints, because I don't want us to get used to coming into a church service and us not fighting. We're serving a God that's big enough to handle anything. Brother Michael Bearer, he said it like this: we're serving a God that is more than enough. We're serving a God that can do it exceedingly, abundantly, and above all. Hey, we're not serving a little God. We're not serving a mediocre God. Hey, we're not serving a God that has to kick one more field goal and at the last quarter. No, we're serving a God that has plenty of time. We're serving a God that fights for you and fights for me and fights for the church against our enemies, against the people that's coming up against us. But hey, while the enemy's trying to build the fence, while the enemy's trying to build the wall, God is saying, hey, church, just hold on a little bit longer. Hold on a little bit longer. You want to know why? Because I'm your God. And I am fighting for you against your enemies to tear down the walls that they're trying to build. It's not just about the church. It's also just about us. The enemy comes in and he throws a little bit of discomfort here and a little bit of confusion there. And he tries to come in and take our shield. And he comes in and tries to take what God is doing for us and doing with us. All the enemy does is, if he can just get our minds a little bit off of God and a little bit off of church, he's winning. All he wants to do is just get into the church. He doesn't want to get into the church. He wants to get his foot barely in the church. Because you know why? If he gets his foot barely in the church, we all turn back. We our minds get lost a little bit. You can't say that doesn't happen. I've seen it happen. I have cousins that preached an apostolic message that is completely turned around. We can't lose what God is doing for us. We can't lose, thus saith the word of the Lord. We can't lose the God of impossible. The God of just making a way out of no way. We can't lose it. We're not serving a little God. We're serving a God that can do anything. You know, I understand times can get tough. And what the enemy is throwing in your face, it may look bad. And what the enemy is throwing in your face, it may look all big and all powerful. And it may look like there's horses and there's chariots and there's 10 times the multitude of what we have. But you know what my Bible says? It says, for the Lord your God, for the Lord my God is he that goeth with me to fight for me against my enemies. To what? To save you. To save you. To save me. To save the sinner. To save the saint. Yes. We're serving a God that is our refuge. We're serving a God that is our strength, who fights for us. We're serving a God that we can't even wrap our minds around. I've tried. Genesis, God spoke it and it was done. He started speaking things and they came about. And you don't know what else? It says that every time he spoke something, it was so perfect that he said it was good. What he made is good. And what God is doing for the church, it is good. And what he's doing for you, it is good. Because he made you. He knows the way that you take. Hey, I don't know what you're facing. But Job said it like this. He said, I look to my left. I look to my right. I look in front of me. I look behind me. I can't see God. But hey, you know what it says? But God knoweth the way that I take. I know it may look rough right now, saying to God, and I know it may look heavy right now, and I know it may look like the battle's coming and the enemy's too big, but I want to tell someone tonight, don't fear, because the God that you serve is big enough to fight for you and to fight with you. Yes. Amen. We're not serving a little God. I'm wrapping up. The musicians can come. Our last scripture, it says, in Psalms 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In other words, the Lord is my shepherd, I don't need anything else.
Right.
Verse 2, "He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters." The world's going to try to come in, and they're going to try to throw everything our way and shake the church up and bring some heavy winds to move our waters and try to get us knocked over. But hey, we're serving a God that says, "Hey, I'm going to lay you down in green pastures, and I'm going to make the waters that are rumbling across your boat right now still." He says, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, Thy comfort me." Hey, I don't know about anyone else, but it wasn't for God and for His authority and for His correction and for His comfort, I would not be standing here. Hey, I was going to a church. Please don't take me. I'm dogging my past church. I'm not. I promise. But there was something inside of me saying I'm not getting what I need to get. I started to pray, and God told me to just move in Emporia, and I did. But if it wasn't for His rod and Thy staff, that comforted me in the time of transition, I don't think I would be here. Because while the world was going up, it felt like I was going with it. And I wanted to come to tell someone tonight that you still have hope in the name of Jesus. Yes. That God is still your refuge. He hasn't casted you aside. He still cares for you. No matter what you did, no matter what happened in your past, God still cares about you. At verse 5 it says, "Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of my enemies." Hey, the enemy's building up, and the enemy thinks he can scare us. But hey, you know what? My God is going to build a table right in the middle of my enemy. Because you know why? Because a table before me in the presence of my enemies. "Because Thou anointest my head with oil, making my cup run over." That's okay. Build me a table in front of my enemies. Around my enemies. It doesn't matter, because I'm going to take what God's given me, and I'm going to start pouring it, and I'm still going to conceive it, and I'm still going to let my cup run over. Because hey, there's not a day that goes by that I don't need my cup to run over. There's not a day in my life that doesn't go by that I need God to pour the oil on top of my head. There's not a day that goes by that I don't need God. There's not a day in my life that doesn't go by and when I wake up and say, "God, You're my refuge. No matter what I go through, You are my refuge. No matter what I face, You are my refuge. No matter what I go through, no matter what sickness I'm going through, You are my strength. You are my deliverer from every situation." But I want to tell someone tonight that God is here and the Holy Ghost wants to speak. And I'm finished. But I want someone to know that God is here and He wants to anoint your head with oil and make your cup overflow.
Hallelujah.
And He doesn't just want to do that. Hey, you know what happens when your cup overflows? It starts sprinkling on your neighbor. It starts sprinkling on your family. It starts sprinkling on people outside these walls.
All right. Amen.
As you stand with me, and I'm finishing, I'm going to open up these altars. Because God wants to do something for someone tonight. If you've been looking for something and you're in the need of something, tonight's your night to stand up and you start saying, "God, I need You to overflow my cup with You. God, I need You. You're my refuge. God, I can't go a day without you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come on, someone. God is here. He's trying to speak to you.